1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by ScreenX, exclusively at Markage Ridge Cinema in New Berlin. ScreenX provides moviegoers with a 270-degree viewing experience. Immerse yourself in the breathtaking visuals at Markage Ridge Cinema's ScreenX in New Berlin. Get your tickets at MarcusTheaters.com.
Time to get on our music news. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
All right. How are you doing?
Our music expert, Gary Graff.
I'm here.
Are you keeping one eye on the Masters?
Sort of. You know, the first days kind
one eye on music news, one eye on the Masters, one eye on the Tigers.
Tigers, we've got hockey. You know, I mean, a lot of hockey drama going on right now.
What's your hockey drama?
Well, the Red Wings, fighting to get in the playoffs, but also so are my Penguins from Pittsburgh. So.
Oh.
And they played last night, so.
Against each other?
Yep, yeah.
Didn't Sid get his 1,000th assist last night?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
On the winning goal, I believe.
That's a lot of assists, right, Gary?
He's, for as much as people, want to drag him down, he's a generational player. Say what you will, the guy's a good hockey player.
No, and the Penguins won that one.
They did win, in overtime. So that was like the best of both worlds when you root for both teams. Each one gets a point in the standings, but one of them gets to win. So.
Yeah.
I can say how you'd be
torn. How's that for wishy-washy?
Well, it's kind of a house divided, isn't it? I mean, still.
A little bit. I mean, it was just a one-person house, but.
All right, from the I'll Believe It When I See It column, Aerosmith has rescheduled their farewell tour.
They have. Speaking of Pittsburgh, they will reopen the tour in Pittsburgh on September 20th, which is where I forget if it was the very last show, but it was one of the few shows they played in September when they started the Peace Out supposedly farewell tour, and then Steven Tyler suffered this vocal cord injury, and they had to take time off. They did say they'd return sometime in 2024, and they are making good on that. Like I said, tour starts September 20th.
And this is Pittsburgh. Sometime in 2024.
Yeah, oh, it is. Yeah. And then it goes until February. Next February of 25 in Buffalo, closest it gets to Milwaukee will be Chicago on January 19th. So,
how is Steven's torn vocal cord?
Apparently good enough that he'll be able to come back to tour in September.
Okay.
And then we'll see how he did.
That is, now I understand vocal cords, maybe they do take a long time to heal, but that he has taken, it seems like, plenty of time.
Well, he's taken a long time, and interestingly, I spoke with John Bon Jovi this week, and, that's another one who has very famously, they did a handful of dates in 2022, and the world was screaming, what's wrong with John Bon Jovi's voice, and turns out he needed vocal cord surgery, too, and he's still in the midst of recovery. He cannot tell you if and when he'll be able to go out and tour again. They did make a new album. And they did play at the Music Cares benefit during Grammy week, but, he says he's still not quite up to the rigors of an actual tour. So, and I think especially as you get older, and we're talking about guys who are in their 60s and 70s now, I'm sure the recovery process is that much more complicated than it would be for somebody, a 20 or 30-something. Who injures their vocal cords.
How did he sound when you talked to him?
Oh, he sounded great, voice-wise. Right. And, this was where we were talking for the Hulu documentary that's coming up at the end of the month, and you hear him singing in the studio there and in the band with rehearsal, and he sounds like, John Bon Jovi. But, like he says, there's a difference between that and, being able to hit the road and sing three, four nights a week.
Right.
Yeah, so
their vocal cords, and I know they try to take care of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but they do.
We know John does.
They do. They try to take care of them, they don't do excessive talking.
Right.
A lot of the time during the day, that's why they don't do a ton of interviews when they're out on the road. But man, once those things go bad and you start, dinking around with them, and you're in your 60s, I would think
it's like a hammy.
Yeah, it's like
That's not a bad comparison. It requires constant vigilance and maintenance. One of the things you'll see in this the Bon Jovi documentary is they do show quite a bit of his vocal therapy and his regimen and to keep it healthy. And it's very, I mean, you know, again, he's at John Bon Jovi level, so you're getting the very best care and the most advanced care. But even, you know, just looking at that and, you know, what it takes to keep a voice intact. You know,
yeah, well, your voices age. They just
age. Your vocal cords age like everything else.
And those vocal cords have been taking a beating night after night.
Well, right. You know, you're talking about
40 years.
You're talking about guys who at one point in their career were playing 250 shows a year.
Yeah.
You know, and singing and belting. And the technology back then wasn't what it is now. You know, there were none of these in-ear monitors that allow you to keep a quiet stage and hear everything exactly as you want to hear it to optimize your performance. You know, they had the big wedge monitors and the crazy noise. And more artists tell me that their greatest hearing loss came from the cymbals.
Really?
On the drums. That's at such a high register that's where a lot of the hearing damage came from.
Gets in there and messes things up.
But, you know, guys like Steven Tyler and John Bon Jovi and Bruce Springsteen and whoever we want to talk about had to shout over, really yell over the noise of the stage.
What about guys who are like drummers, like Ringo, for instance?
There you
go. Yeah, you know, I think everybody of that ilk of that age has suffered some degree of hearing loss.
Now,
it's inevitable.
Ringo was lucky enough to be in a band where he didn't have to sing all the time.
Oh, exactly.
So his voice is fine, but
yeah,
he had some hits, though.
He did. And
does he still sound the same, like, you know?
He sounds like Ringo.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great. You know, if you close your eyes, you wouldn't necessarily know. It's a little, the voice sounds a little older and a little more worn, but it's still, you know.
Barbara Bach still loves it.
Well, and she should.
Yeah.
And closure, because he's a good guy, you know, on top of everything else. But
I think one of the wildest pairings in music is Ringo Starr and Buck Owens.
Oh, yeah.
Act naturally.
But Ringo Starr sang Buck Owens, yeah, they sang that, you know, back then.
They matched up, like,
back then, those guys, you know, they didn't, the genre lines that we know now, you know, that really surfaced during the 70s and 80s, they didn't exist then. You know, you'd hear Chuck Berry and Buck Owens and Roy Clark and Carl Perkins was not all that far removed from Hee-Haw. You know,
true.
Really.
Neither was Elvis.
He was exactly, exactly. So Ringo, by the way, has this week announced a new EP coming the end of this month, April 26th. It's called Crooked Boy. It's another one of these four-song EPs. This one, though, he did entirely with Linda Perry from Four Non Blondes, and she's written songs for his last few EPs. And he even spoke about when the last one came out. He said, yeah, I'm going to do an entire one with Linda Perry.
And how old is Ringo?
Pardon, Ringo?
Is he 80?
He's got to be 82, 83. He's a little older than the other guys were.
Yeah, he was the oldest of the Beatles, right?
But yeah, I saw him just this past, I think it was October, November. He came through, still plays drums great, still sings like Ringo. You know, it's a wonderful thing to watch.
Yeah. Well, but you mentioned Buck Owens. Buck was very proud of the fact that the Beatles recorded "Act Naturally."
Yeah.
Buck was
The real musicians didn't draw those lines.
Buck needed any help with his career.
Well,
you know,
but the Beatles doing "Act Naturally" woke a whole other world up to Buck Owens. And to those kind of players and the Bakersfield country. And, you know, it kind of made, for a while, it made a, you know, there's a reason why the Byrds and Graham Parsons and the whole country rock thing happened. And you can draw a line back to stuff like Act Naturally and to Carl Perkins and all that.
Imagine if the Beatles had been on Hee Haw instead of the Ed Sullivan Show.
You wonder.
I bet they would have done it if they were asked.
Oh,
seriously.
Sure.
No, probably. They weren't really playing live when Hee Haw hit the air. You know, that was after they stopped touring and everything. But I think it would have fit. You know, they could have gone on and done. They did a few country songs.
And Buck was relevant till the end. I mean, he and Dwight Yoakam did Streets of Bakersfield, which was a huge hit.
players, you know, he was one of these. He was like Chet Atkins. You know, he was a player, and Roy Clark. He was a player's player.
And the video is really good for Streets of Bakersfield.
Oh, yeah, that's fabulous.
Yeah. So if you haven't seen it, check it out. It's your cubicle today. But we
Dwight didn't say that.
Act naturally. What's Zach Starkey doing? He's got, what, some fundraiser?
Zach is working. He teased a fundraising song that he started working on a little bit ago, but it's got Elton. He's got his dad on it. It's got Elton John / Iggy Pop. Duff McKagan, and they went in when a bunch of them were at the Rock in Rio Festival. I think this was last year. They stole into the studio and started working on a version of T-Rex's Children of the Revolution. And, you know, Zach posted about it this week and said, you know, he's putting the finishing touches on it, getting a few other contributions, and it's going to be not released but auctioned off for the Teenage Cancer Trust in the UK. That's the one, that's the charity that Roger Daltrey started. So this is going to be interesting. It will be for a time, I guess, there will be one copy of it that somebody hopefully pays a great deal of money for. And then I don't know what the conditions might be on that to subsequently release the song. But, yeah, I think it will be pretty cool. And it's certainly a great gesture and for a good cause.
We're going to see Gwen Stefani back with the band
this weekend, yep, no doubt.
How big a deal is this, really? I mean, it's
a solid B-level reunion.
Okay,
so it's
all
not
right.
Like
it's,
you know,
nice.
it's right. It's not like one of the, I don't, you know, it wasn't like Rage Against the Machine getting back
is
together.
Is it all of the No Doubt?
Yes,
getting
four,
back?
It's the four original No Doubt people. And she said, you know, she's looking forward to it, obviously. They, you know, and you know, she thinks it'll go very well. They're not committing to anything beyond playing the next two weekends at Coachella. But she also, Gwen Stefani also says she'd be up for anything. So if this does prove to be something, you know, we may see more No Doubts. In the meantime, you can see it this weekend and next on the Coachella YouTube channel.
Is, I don't know, South by Southwest has kind of taken a, I don't know, a downgrade
well,
to its
right.
reputation,
yeah.
or what the event,
yeah.
is. Is
the
Coachella
music, the
is as big a deal as it's always been? I feel like
you
it's...
know, it still is, you know, the, you know, and it's hard to say if it's actually, you know, a lineup like this year's is actually not as exciting as other years, or if that's just us being grumpy old men looking at it and saying,
that.
Yeah, these aren't our bands, so. But it does seem like it doesn't have that, this year doesn't have that wow component, like, oh, you're only going to see this at Coachella.
Yeah.
You know, like other years. Other years have felt like they've had multiple acts like that, and this year has No Doubt.
Yeah.
And everybody else who's headlining, you know, is out and about and visible and tours. And, you know, it's tough to be a festival presenter and make that happen every year. You know, because so many artists they're out there working, and they're going to be on TV, or they're going to be ubiquitous on social media and things like that. So it's hard to make the special things happen at festivals.
You know, Luke Combs is at American Family Field tonight,
yeah,
doing a show
about.
There. Now, I don't think there'll be any chair throwing from the stage because Morgan Wallen is not scheduled to appear.
Morgan won't be there, and Luke is a good boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Morgan Wallen in trouble again earlier this week. He was at Eric Church's chief bar, grill, party place in Nashville, and Morgan, from the sixth-story outdoor bar, decided to pitch a chair over the edge and came very close to hitting a couple police officers.
Right.
So,
you know, if you...
He would have gotten in trouble,
yes.
Anyway. The fact that it almost hit police officers certainly, you know, put things into action a lot quicker. So, yeah, no, he was arrested and charged. There was some talk during the week that this was precipitated or caused by him getting word that his former fiance had just eloped, former fiance and mother of his child had eloped with a new man. She came out and said, I don't think that's what happened. You know, I don't think that caused this, but you know, in any event, he's, you know, he has a court date May 3rd. Interestingly, he also has a concert in Nashville May 3rd. Today he has a bunch. He has a bunch of shows, stadium shows, lined up for the summer, which are in potentially in jeopardy, because I don't think if they find him guilty and decide he should do jail time, you know, I don't think a judge is necessarily going to say, yeah, do your tour and we'll get the jail.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time he canceled his stadium tour either. He did it last summer.
He had to do. Yeah, right, exactly. So, interestingly, the bar, you know, the chief bar put a posting on Instagram, a photo of the new sign of their new marquee that said, "Our pigs fly, our chairs don't."
Hey,
he had to drag that. He had to drag that chair up there, right?
No, it was on it's the, like, you know, it was like, imagine it's an outdoor bar area.
Okay.
So it's sitting out there.
All right.
And, you
I
know,
thought he was like clunking it up steps.
It's like, 30. Yeah, you're going to find this hard to believe. It's like every other bar in Nashville now, it has rooftop seating.
It has a rooftop bar.
Yeah.
And then, you know, some degree of soulless, if you will. He did do very well in the Academy of Country Music Award nominations. Luke Combs actually got the most of those with 8 nominations, but then Morgan and Megan Maroney are second. They had 6 nominations each. And then Cody Johnson, Chris Stapleton, and Lainey Wilson have 5 each. So.
This is kind of harkening back to the days of, you know, Johnny Cash and
kicking out the footlights.
Get in trouble and get more popular.
That's exactly what I thought.
Being a troubled artist instead of like a good old boy.
That's what happened to Morgan a couple years ago, you know, when he dropped the N-word and was recorded and it was heard, and he got canceled for a minute. In the meantime, while he was canceled, he sold more albums than anybody else in country music history.
Yeah.
So this is what happens now. It's almost like it should be part of the promotional strategy.
It doesn't. It hasn't hurt his career.
What can we do to get canceled, you know?
Right.
Makes you wonder.
Get some headlines.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Where do you want to finish up, Gary? We're getting late here.
Yeah, let's go with, because a couple things did kind of happen overnight. Oh, you know, because we don't talk about her enough, but Taylor Swift, if you're a fan, a bunch of her songs are back on TikTok. They were taken away by the Universal Music Group a couple months ago when the whole Universal Music Group drop their artists out of TikTok, by whatever machinations. You can get Cruel Summer or the All Too Well 10-minute version or Style, you know, Taylor's version of it. You can get those again on TikTok and cut your own TikTok videos for it. It's basically songs from after Lover, the stuff from before the original recordings that she did with the Big Machine label are not back yet, but some of it is, and, you know, so the Swifties can safely go back to TikTok and make their dancing videos.
Did she turn down $9 million to play in, where was it, Abu Dhabi?
Yeah, it's one of the Arab nations. I read that as well. They've not confirmed or denied whether that is indeed true or not, but I did see that.
$9 million.
Yeah, there's, you know, listen, she's in that rare case where she doesn't need, I mean, a lot of money, yes, but she doesn't need it. She doesn't need to do that gig, whether it's for specific reasons related to those countries or just, hey, I'm in the middle of this big tour now. I'm not adding anything. I got an album rolling out. I got enough on the plate. I don't need to do this.
She's a busy person.
Exactly.
And it's not like she doesn't have any money coming in with what she has going on now either.
That's what I mean. You know, $9 million is $9 million, but no, she doesn't need it.
I wonder what kind of cash pours into her account in a 24-hour period on an average day.
What do you suppose she walks around with?
I'm sure it's impressive. Oh, in her pocket?
A gold card?
I bet she has, whatever card is in your pocket. You know, she's Taylor Swift. She doesn't need cash.
Yeah.
Actually, none of us need to have cash with us anymore, but she certainly doesn't.
Well, she's certainly of a different generation that, you know, doesn't.
Well, I disagree. You do need cash. When you're at the golf course and you pick up a Gatorade and it's $3, you really want to swipe a card for a $3 Gatorade.
Yeah, aren't there things that you just, like, roll out a couple of
bubble bucks
for?
That's all you can do is swipe the card.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, they don't let you not. You know, they don't let you have their cash. But, yeah, I agree. You need a few bucks in your pocket.
All right. Gary, as usual, I have had a wonderful time chatting with you.
Me too.
All right.
And we'll talk next weekend.
Next Friday.
Next Friday.
All right. Talk to you then, Gary.
See ya. Bye-bye.